Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
When I look in the mirror, I don't see wrinkles. When I look in the mirror, I see hair on my head, not my shoulder.
And hello, hello, hello. This is Adrienne Berg, and this is Generation Bold, the Fountain of Truth. And the fountain of truth about what? Well, aging. And we have, of course, an agenda, and it's not so hidden. And that is successful aging. And if you don't think money has to do with successful aging, you haven't really thought about it. Well, today we're going to unpack some of the new laws, the new rules that may confuse you. We're going to talk about how technology could change the entire playing field of retirement planning and financial planning in general. And we're going to see how demographics is making a difference and could make a difference in your pocketbook no matter how old you are. We're going to do that with a very thoughtful gentleman. He is Paul Pagnotto. He is the founder and the CEO of Pagnotto Carp. You'll find him in Northern Virginia, but he's trying to make an impact worldwide when it comes to this subject. And we're going to take a look at it from many different angles that may be unique to you, certainly very unique to the financial industry, which you know I am part of, have been in different aspects and different ways for many years, one of them as a financial journalist. So I'm very, very anxious to speak to Paul and get some of this information out to you in a very direct way. I want to begin, Paul, by thanking you for being on the show. And I'd like to start by explaining, having you explain. I think people kind of know that the Department of Labor, and maybe they don't even know it's the DOL, has new rules that are supposed to impact them for their welfare. So explain them and give us your take.
Thank you, Adrienne. So the Department of Labor created a ruling. It was actually by Phyllis Borzi who did this, who wrote this for them, to be able to protect investors' assets in retirement. So this really focuses on retirement plans, 401ks, IRAs, SEP plans. And what they're doing is changing the law for an advisor legally to have to be a fiduciary and follow the fiduciary standard and protecting your best interest. So what that means is being a fiduciary, they have to always put the investor's interest first. So that means they now need to be very conscious of the cost of the investments they place you in. The White House did a fabulous report, and the White House showed, the report states that an advisor that is a fiduciary versus a broker at a broker-dealer that has to follow the law of suitability, the impact to the investor is approximately 1% per year in savings. So over time, that's a substantial amount of savings for an investor for their retirement. So this is really the focal point of the Department of Labor ruling, and it's rolling out throughout the year. It should be fully implemented come January 18th of 2018. So this is giving the institutions, the banks, the brokerage firms time to put it in place. It's a wonderful thing for investors.
Yeah, and I think what most investors would say, well, wait a minute. Weren't they fiduciaries to me in the first place? Weren't they supposed to have put my interest first in the first place? Why do you even need such a rule? So I want to go with you, Paul, on that so that people understand that this really is a change. Now, you're an RIA. They may not even know what an RIA is. And you already had a fiduciary obligation. So unpack and explain, because a lot of people don't know the difference of professionals in the financial field.
You're so spot on, Adrian. It's very confusing. And for those of you that are confused, you're normal and you're not alone. It's a very complex industry and field. So the laws that pertain to the financial world and government today, it's the standard of suitability. And what that legally means is an advisor or a firm, if they make a recommendation to somebody today, it just has to be suitable for you. It doesn't matter who profits more or less, the firm, the advisor, or the client. The legal standard of being a fiduciary is the highest standard that can govern the financial industry. So when you're working with an advisor, you want to ask them, are you legally a fiduciary? In fact, you want to have them put it in writing. We do that for all of our clients. I highly recommend that. That'll just immediately flush it out for you. But being a fiduciary, you're held to a higher standard, and you have to provide full transparency on the fees and the cost of the investment, and you have to legally place your client's interest first. We are an RIA, which stands for Registered Investment Advisor. It's different. So we are not associated, affiliated, or employed by a bank, not associated, affiliated, employed by a broker-dealer. We have a separation of powers. There's a wall up there between us to help avoid some structural conflicts. So hopefully that helps everyone.
I think so. And I here's the big surprise to people. Most people are in mutual funds. A lot of people are. And they don't realize that some of those funds, they may be paying a fee on. Maybe they don't even pay a fee. Maybe it's the so-called no-load funds. But they have signed an agreement when they signed up to have this advisor that in the fine print sometimes says that this advisor's firm can revenue share, meaning that they can get money from the mutual funds, and they particularly get more money if they put more people in that same fund. Now, as you said, Paul, it doesn't mean those funds are bad. It doesn't mean they're unsuitable. It doesn't mean anybody's doing the wrong thing. It means that they're getting money, and therefore, like any other normal person, they may be persuaded in their own mind to continually put people in the same funds. And I would bet in your practice, when you have people come in and you see an old portfolio, you could practically tell them who their advisor was if they were not a fiduciary advisor. Because you know that people from different big-name firms put people in the same type of funds over and over again. It's part of the revenue-sharing program. It's good for them. It may or may not be the best for the client. It may be suitable to you guys who are listening. So don't go panicking and, oh, I'm getting my lawyer. But it simply may not be the best. And that is a difference that the Department of Labor is seeking to change. So, as Paul says, ask those questions. So we're speaking with Paul Pagnotto. He is the CEO and he's the founder of Pagnotto Corp. What we're going to be doing with him today is we're going to unpack some more of these new trends. We're going to start with technology next. But at the end of this, there's another part that I want to bring out, and I want to entice you to be with us here, because he is really looking for himself to be a game changer. And the reason I want him to talk about that a little bit later on in the show is it might motivate you to be a game changer. We talk about successful aging all the time. And successful aging, I'm telling you this right now, it doesn't mean standing still. So let's go back for a minute now, Paul. Technology. Now, technology, you say, is changing the whole. This is a real game changer. Just give us a little introduction before we have to take a break, and then we'll really go into it in the next segment. What do you mean by the fact that technology in the financial world is a game changer?
Technology, I'm part of Singularity University, I'm a member, and technology is, we're hitting the S part of the curve right now of the impact. When the technology bubble happened in 2000, 2001, we were all excited about it, and everyone said the Internet's going to take over the world. Well, it didn't happen for another 17, 18 years, but as we know today, the impacts that occurred back in 2000 and 2001 are really starting to take hold. Jeff Bezos is now the wealthiest person in the world at Amazon. It happened yesterday. So in the financial sector, it is beginning to take hold. You have things such as robo-advisors, completely automated platforms for investors to invest in that are very, very low-cost solutions. You have artificial intelligence that is beginning to take hold. You have artificial intelligence working its way into financial planning that's beginning to take hold. I would estimate in the next 2 to 3 years, artificial intelligence will be able to profile, identify an individual's needs, and determine the proper allocation for an individual better than a human. So this is what's occurring, and it's having massive impacts. The proliferation of ETFs, there's been trillions of dollars that have moved over to ETFs. That's partly technology. So
and I'm going to stop you here for a minute because we're going into our segment. Yeah. When we come back, I want to talk about the robo-advisors and ETFs, which stands for exchange-traded funds, because I'm not always sure, Paul, that our listeners know that our lingo, because those are two extremely important ideas for retirement investing and retirement planning. And you're right. Without technology, we would not have these easy ways to know where we are and what to do. And then we're going to see the impact on the whole industry. I mean, are we all out of work? It's going to be a good question. Don't go anywhere. You're going to want to hear about this.
Me not even a bit, because I am happy, and I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age. Da-da-da-da.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564. Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible, too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Biz Talk Radio.
For my age. Da, 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 da. And hello, hello, hello. This is Adrienne Berg, and this is Generation Bold, the fountain of truth about aging. And today we're talking about money. A very quick, short intro. Paul Pugnato, he is the founder and CEO of Pugnato Carp. He hails from Northern Virginia, but he's making an impact all over the world because through Singularity University, a leadership program that really does deal with technology, he's taking the piece of that that deals with our financial futures and making it so realistic that we will be able to take control. And one of the ways is technology. And I'll tell everybody, and it's a true story, we get a lot of folks who are in the financial planning industry that want to be on the show, and the producer said, you got to have this guy on. And now I know why. So reintroducing you, Paul, thanks for being with us. But I want to go right into something you mentioned. You said robo, right? The robo planners. I'm not sure everybody knows what it is, but I'm pretty sure people are going to know what it is. So give us an early clue as to what that means and the impact on the financial industry.
So when you hear the word robo and robo-advisor, think of automation, think of technology-based. So technology has evolved to the point now in the financial industry where an individual is able to go online, complete a questionnaire, a profile form, and the computer will determine what the best and appropriate allocation and investment mix is for them. They're then able to automatically, with the system, with the robo-advisor platform, invest the money, rebalance it, do tax loss harvesting, all in a very, very cost-efficient manner. And frankly, a lot of people like that. They don't have the time to spend doing it themselves, or they don't feel they have the expertise to do it themselves. They may not feel comfortable having a one-on-one meeting with a financial professional, and they'd prefer to go this route. Other individuals are very cost-conscious, and they want a cost-efficient way to invest their money. And so this is becoming popular. It's an infancy, but clearly this is something that's going to play a major role for individuals in the retirement savings for years to come.
Yeah, so Paul is very big on truth. He was talking in the first segment about what's a real fiduciary, who's really working for you, and why we actually need regulation to make sure that people are your fiduciary. But here's another truth that he didn't say that I think he will agree with. It's another reason that these are good, these robo-advisors, they're going to catch on. Financial planning is hard. It's very time-consuming. And you get paid either by commission or a fee for money under management. And if people don't have a lot of money, you can knock your brains out, put in a lot of time. And even if you're great and they're great, you're not making much. So there are a lot of people listening here, Paul, that can't get a financial planner to really work with them, particularly if they're trying to make up for lost time, they don't have a lot of money, and they want to do financial planning. These robo-advisors, it could be the only game in town for them to get a really good idea of how to allocate their assets and make money, because it is hard to find a financial planner when you're very young and just starting out and you don't have much, or when you're older and you haven't saved. So that's also a little piece of the fountain of truth. How welcome is the average client to most planners? Many of them have minimums that they can't meet, but your computer, they don't have a minimum. So let's go to you. You are a true, not only a financial advisor and planner, but a registered investment advisor. So you're the fiduciary to your clients. Do you see this as a threat? I'm just being blunt. You seem to love this. You don't see it as a threat to financial planners?
No, I think it is going to be a wonderful tool. We can't, it's very easy for us, all of us, to feel threatened by technology, by computers, and by innovation. But the reality is we can't be. It's happening, and it's going to continue to happen. Think back 120 years ago, 98% of the people in our country worked on farms. Today, 120 years later, 2% work on farms. It's completely reversed. And the same thing is happening with technology. There's a lot of fear that it's going to displace our jobs and what we do for a living. I understand that concern and that fear, but the reality is new other opportunities, careers are going to pop up just as they have over the last 100 years. So when you bring it back to the financial world, the planners really need to embrace it. It should leverage their time. It should enable them to be better financial planners. It should enable them to work with more clients and make a greater impact to more people. So it's important that we all, for the advisors and the planners listening, we all need to embrace it and focus on the client and doing what's best and right for the client.
Now, in terms of best and right, mutual funds are a name and a kind of ownership that most people know. Many people do know what ETFs are or exchange-traded funds, but you did mention it. So let us know. Give us the definition of an ETF. And you said, you know, it's kind of a creature of technology. Can you make that connection for us?
Yeah, so an ETF is an exchange-traded fund. It is a basket of stocks that have been put together and with a very defined discipline. There are ETFs for the Dow Jones Industrial Average, ETFs for the S&P 500, where you buy the S&P 500. And it's really technology that's managing those. So as the companies in the S&P 500 are added or subtracted, or their value is rising or falling each day, technology is being used to adjust the positions in that ETF to properly reflect the stock market, the Standard & Poor 500. So whatever the ETF that's being created, it's very quantitative-based, and technology plays a very heavy role. Also, because of the role of technology, as opposed to having thousands of people doing all these calculations and manual work, the cost to place your capital into them, the cost to manage them, is very low. There are ETFs that you can invest in the broad market for as low as 7-8 basis points, which means 0.007 or 0.08%, very, very small amount, which means at the end of the day, you keep more money.
Yeah, I'll be very specific, but I won't mention investments at all, but I will say that I compared a mutual fund, and it cost 0.9% to the same ETF with the same thing in it, and was 0.08. That happened yesterday, so you can see how right you are, Paul. And before we get off, I also want to mention, because it's too deep a topic for just the radio, maybe we'll do a whole show on it, is that ETFs are easier to tax manage, that's my opinion anyway, than a mutual fund. I'm not against mutual funds. I'm just saying that if tax management is one of your issues, because many of my listeners have to take money out because of the required minimum distribution, so their money isn't in tax-advantaged accounts anymore. It's just sitting there in a regular, normal account. And now they get some taxation they didn't expect from the mutual fund, which the ETF would not have thrown off. So these are also important things for people to think about as they age. Now we come back. I want to talk about the inspirational issue here. About suitability, Singularity University, I should say. Apple's connection there. It should be good for you to think about your own passion.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too, because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, that's 800-430-7570.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, Call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Biz Talk Radio.
And hello, hello, hello once again. This is Adrian Berg, and this is Generation Bold, the Fountain of Truth. And we've been unpacking some of the things that are going on in the rarefied world of financial advising and financial planning. And we've been doing that with a registered investment advisor who is what he calls a true fiduciary, and that means that from the beginning, an RIA had to do what's best for you, not just what was suitable. Doesn't mean that what's suitable is wrong, but it may not be what's exactly best. And Paul Pagnotto, who is the founder of Pagnotto Carp, an RIA, as I said, first began to explain to us why the Department of Labor had to make rules to make your advisor more of a fiduciary than a salesman, if I could put it bluntly. But then we were talking about the impact of technology, which may change the entire financial planning industry. And if it does, by the way, it's going to change the retirement industry and the way you think about retirement. And here's the kicker. And your responsibility. See, once, as Paul explained, the Internet is available to you to actually advise you from the input and profile that you put in, you better be putting in the right input and profile. And those questions that they're going to be asking you have to do with how you want to live and have to do with what your aspirations are throughout your retirement and your expenses and where you want to be. So know thyself is still a part of all this, maybe a bigger part of Internet planning for your money than it would be if you were sitting face-to-face, kneecap to kneecap, with an advisor who could pull this stuff out of you. Now, Paul is a member and a student at Singularity University, looking to see how technology can really end up doing the right thing for our futures. So, Paul, tell us a little bit about this, because I find it very inspirational, and I have been asking, actually, all of our listeners to think about what is passionate to them, what inspires them. Because once they do, they actually spend their money better. Seems like a touchy-feely connection, but it's true. So tell us a little bit about Singularity University. I know there's a lot of big names involved in that.
Yes, the Singularity University was founded about a decade ago, and it was founded with the mission of making a global impact on a billion people, a billion lives. And the people initially that founded it and behind it are Ray Kurzweil, the number one futurist in the world. He's now the chief engineer for Google. Larry Page from Google. Ismail, who was the chief architect for Yahoo. Bill Gates has been very involved. So there's a lot of great minds behind it, all for the purpose of benefiting people. They have the university structured in different verticals. Technology is certainly one of them. Financial services is one of them. Energy, climate control, food, biotech, and healthcare. So they use technology and the data and the facts of technology and how it is making a difference in those industries to further advance the causes and further help people.
So now in your case, I'm going to assume you're in the financial vertical, right? So how did they bring you from the point of, of just thinking about this to really making that impact? What's the process?
There's a very strong collaboration. So there is a week-long saturation of meetings that you have in Palo Alto where they're based. But then they have conferences. So in the financial world sleeve, it's Exponential Finance. And so you have a tremendous amount of collaboration of individuals that are working on these different initiatives. So, for example, They had one in New York about 2 months ago, and a lot of topics were about social impact investing and how it's going to become so easy for individuals to invest in companies that are important to them and avoid the companies that are not important to them. It could be for social reasons. Planning. So, for example, the statistics are now that in somewhere between 5 to 10 years from now, college education will be free. So it's a different mindset. You know, we're all used to, I paid for my school and my kids' college tuition. But someone that's just having children today, probably not necessary to start setting aside money for their college tuition because it's going to be free. So to just be ahead of the curve of those trends.
And it's so important to know what really is in our future. Nobody can make predictions, but it does make a difference. And I just want to mention as an aside, I personally was looking, I opened up, and I could say this on the air because it's me personally, I'm not talking about a client or anything like that. I was opening up a quick trade, you know, and looking at the different choices I had for trading stocks on my own, on the computer. And one of them was just what you said. It was themed. You could put in the theme that was interesting to you, and you would get information on hundreds and hundreds of different stocks that met your theme. And one of them was socially responsible stocks. How do you like that? So I could have said, yes, I'm interested in that. And the only stocks that would have come up for in my portfolio for my own selection would have been socially responsible. But let me tell you what I did put in, Paul, and you'll see how this leads to one of your most important and favorite topics. What I put in was longevity. That was my theme. I was looking for stocks that analytically would benefit from the demographics, okay? So now I'm going to throw it back to you because I know that in addition to issues of being a fiduciary responsibility and the use of technology in the world of personal finance, like me, you see demographics as being a major factor. So let's take a look at that. How do you see it and what changes do you think the fact that we are living longer is making in the industry?
It's going to have a profound impact on the world. Let's talk about demographics. So first, probably the biggest impact is poverty and extreme poverty. So Bill Gates has come out and publicly said that his expectation, he is the foremost expert on poverty, and that's been his dedication and mission in life since moving off from Microsoft. And he believes in the next 15 years, all extreme poverty will be removed. Now, think about that. You're talking about another approximate 2 billion people that will now have running water and access to food on a daily basis and shelter on a daily basis. You will have approximately 2 billion more consumers coming online. The economic impact of that globally is hard for us to comprehend. The needs of being able to feed those people, the work that's being done on hydroponics, farms today are horizontal farms. And what is happening is we're right in the midst of them now becoming vertical farms. There are tomatoes that are grown today that never touch a human hand. They're grown hydroponically, vertically up, and through robotics, they're planted, they're grown, they're watered, and actually pruned and sealed in a package and on the shelf. That's what's happening, and that's an example of technology helping out organically, helping out people live longer and feeding more people.
Yeah, and what people have to understand why this is so important in the financial world is, and I belong and I speak at the World Future Society, but I don't like the word futurist because mostly for me it's taking what I know and making it now. So what I know now is if I'm going to invest in something or help somebody invest in something, that has to do with longevity. They'll say to me, well, what's the best thing, health care? I say, no, clean water. The one thing that could make people live longer, and talking about worldwide, would be sanitation and clean water. And any time I see a company that has a real proposition here in how to filter and clean water, I'm in. So this is what I mean. In when you look at demographics and you look at how things are changing on this broad world global scale, on your own mini little scale, you can say, hey, that's logical. I can invest in a good company or a mutual fund or an ETF or a group of types of investments that hit the spot of what's really happening. I used to call it, Paul, don't aim where the rabbit was. Try to see where the rabbit will be. And that's a wonder. That's a great way to invest. So when we come back, we're going to wrap this up because I think people are getting the impression
you may think that
doing what's passionate for you leads you to doing great things for others. And that leads you to success.
And I freely
we'll be back in a moment.
I'm inappropriate for my age. Da-da-da-da.
Now, the club for Biz Talk Radio listeners and your biz. The Biz TV Club is where you can watch some of your favorite Biz Talk Radio hosts and others on the go, on demand, on Android, desktop, Roku, and more. Never miss an episode of your favorite Biz TV shows and have the 24/7 Biz Talk Radio stream at your fingertips. Watch anytime, anywhere for just $5.95 a month with a free trial by using promo code RADIO. Go to BizRadioClub.com. This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370. 605-5370.
Attention hernia mesh implant surgery patients. A popular hernia surgery product has been linked to a high rate of complications and injuries. If you or a loved one had a surgery where a hernia mesh was implanted and have experienced pain, infection, adhesions, mesh migration or product rejection, needed replacement or revision surgery, or other adverse reactions, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Time is limited to file a claim. Call now for your free consultation. Call 800-706-6897. 800-706-6897. This is an advertisement paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step
ASAP is yours.
Call Consolidated Credit now.
Call 800-463-1749. 800-463-1749. That's 800-463-1749.
Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Biz Talk Radio.
The past doesn't bother me, not even a bit, because I am happy, and I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age.
And hello, hello, hello once again, and this is Adrienne Berg, and this is the Fountain of Truth. And we are Generation Bold. For those of you who don't know or don't remember, I've told you how we got that name. My little daughter, not so little anymore, said, "Oh, you know, Mom, as you get old, you get bolder." And I thought, yeah, that's right. We are Generation Bold. And if you want to hear more of our music, go to GenerationBoldRadio.com, and you'll hear a 10-minute musical written especially for us by a Broadway lyricist. And it is called I'm Inappropriate for My Age. It has several characters, and it's really a lot of fun. All you have to do is go to GenerationBoldRadio.com. Now, while I'm giving out websites, let me introduce you to Paul Pagnotto, once again, Pagnotto Carp's founder and CEO. And he's been talking about his leadership in the field of financial advising and how he's getting support from being a student himself at Singularity University. So while we're giving out websites here, Paul, can you tell everybody where to find your firm and also Singularity University?
Sure. So you can reach Pagnotto Carp at Pagnotto Carp, P-A-G-N-A-T-O, Carp, K-A-R-P, .com. Singularity University can be found at www.su.org, su.org. And that's for Singularity University.
So when last we left our conversation, we were talking about these big, broad trends. But you threw in a real surprise, and that was, well, one of the big trends, Paul Pagnotto says, you know, in his usual, casual way, is we're not going to pay for college anymore. And how do you know? Everybody's listening. How do you know? Because grandparents, too, are very worried about that problem, as well as parents. I was an older parent. I was 44 when I had my second child. So, you know, I figured my retirement was going to go to her college education. What makes you say this magnificent, uplifting statement?
Well, thank you. And, boy, what an impact this will truly make. So it's, the proliferation of technology. So let's go back. So think about it. When we grew up, we all had encyclopedias, right? They were in our house. We had the books, and we'd read them. They were awesome, awesome educational foundations. Well, that doesn't really exist today. We use the Internet. Same thing with universities. You have universities now. You can obtain degrees 100% online. And you pay for it. I have one child left who is finishing up her. She's a senior at Florida State, and half of the classes that she's taking are actually online classes. So that has already occurred. But what is beginning to happen now is there are several states that provide an educational curriculum to obtain a degree, and there is no charge. So there's a couple of states that have taken that initiative, and with online usage, with technology being what it is today, this is a trend that just got started, and I believe, and Singularity University believes, will do away with the cost of college education at some point.
I mean, all of these things are so important in planning. Now, again, let's be realistic. My kids were Ivy kids. That doesn't mean we're not going to have bricks and mortar schools. It doesn't mean that, like
right,
a person
right.
myself who paid a fortune for all this stuff, and I will admit to you, I'm very glad. As a proud parent, I'm glad I did it because it was right for them. But it wasn't necessary. It wasn't necessary. Doesn't mean they're any further or lesser in life. It was just a good college, good, wonderful college education. But, now let's bring this back down to the world of finance. What does it mean? It means that lifelong learning for the older adult, online college trainings, online certifications for nurses and doctors and continuing ed credits, companies that go public that offer this, maybe something to look at and to at least speak to your advisor about. So that's the way you look at big trends, to see if there's something in it for you as an investor. Now, let's finish off here with my favorite demographic, Paul, and that is the older adult. The fact of worldwide aging, and that is true, even in emerging markets, even in countries that we consider to be struggling, still growing older, what do you see there?
Yeah, I see in those countries and in the mature countries, individuals like ourselves continually reinventing ourselves, continually going back to school and furthering our education. I think the years of an individual having one career, one vocation, one profession are very, very limited. I think if we look out 20 years from now, what's going to happen, because we're all living longer, we will become educated, become an expert in a certain area, and we will accomplish that and have a sense of purpose and be fulfilled. But then we'll be ready for a new challenge, and we'll go back to school. We'll go back to school for a couple of years and learn something new, and then we'll add value to society, to an organization, to company doing that. And I believe this will be a repetitive process, not just in our country, but globally.
And, you know, two things I'm working on now. I'm working with landscape architects and designers to create environments for contribution. Now, that's something nobody even heard about. In other words, even in assisted living, even in nursing homes, we can continue to make a contribution to the world if the built environment allows us to do that. And so that's a huge trend, very similar to what you're talking about, where people will continue to work longer in life and make work-style contributions. That is the watchword of successful aging, to continue at any level to thrive through contribution to others. And although we don't have time, Paul, I'm so sorry for this, you also mentioned robotics. And I know that robotics is the essence of caregiving for the future, and a whole lot more, and I bet Singularity University deals with all that all the time. So I thank you so much for being with us today. We covered a lot of wonderful ground.
My pleasure.
And for everybody else, you know that this is your show. If you will go to generationboldradio.com and go to Ask Adrian, you can ask a question, and if you do, like you did with the Department of Labor rules, we will get you an expert, like we did with Paul Pugnato. And the other thing that we can do is not only a question, but you may have an expert yourself that you'd like to hear from. Just get out there, kids, and make it happen.
The opinion. opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio,